This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's December, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. And if you haven't already done so, a Christmas tree is probably in your near future. But so you're not caught off guard, Oregon State University Christmas tree specialist Chal Landgren says reduced production probably means higher prices this year.
I think that the prices will probably be up a little. A lot of the growers have been able to raise prices to buyers. So I would expect supplies to be about like they were last year. As a consumer, you might want to get your tree relatively early and enjoy it as long as you can.
Landgren says the supply of trees should be about the same as last year.
The production's been about the same in Oregon as it was last year, although we don't have great year-to-year statistics. Nobody keeps really close tabs of how many trees we grow. All these farmers are kind of protective of what they grow and where they go. So we're guessing about what the total production from Oregon will be or from Washington.
Overall, he says this year should be a good year for Christmas trees.
We had fewer problems on trees that are mature. With the dry summers, we've had issues with first-year plantings because the summers have been so dry and hot. So we had higher mortality rates than we normally expect, but that won't affect the supply for another 8 years.
Listen tomorrow for more on this year's Christmas tree crop and what caused the supply to drop.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.